Good evening with WXPR News. I'm Ken Kroll. Work has begun on US 51 between Woodruff and Arborvitae, and a Transportation Department spokesperson says the public can get construction updates emailed to you. The project will reconstruct US 51 from 3rd Avenue to Tuckaway Drive as a five-lane road with two lanes in each direction. The DOT's Kristen McHugh says if you go to the DOT website at 511wi.gov, you can find out more information.
You go to the North Central region, and there is a site for US 51 Woodruff Arborvitae. There's a lot of helpful information. What are we doing? Why are we doing it? How long will it take? That kind of thing. But there's also a separate feature where you can get updates. So we like to encourage people who are certainly people who are adjacent to the project or nearby the project, maybe business owners to the north or to the south, that want to keep up with the progress of the project. They can sign up, and we send weekly email updates.
Once you're on the project overview website, there's a tab to click on the area that says Get Updates. Work began this month and will conclude in the fall of 2019. We have a link at WXPR.org. And we told you recently of a series of meetings scheduled by the Veterans Administration to talk about the new National Veterans Cemetery to be built in the town of Cajun west of Rhinelander. The meetings were postponed due to the weather but have been rescheduled for Wednesday, April 25th. Oneida County Veteran Service Officer Tammy Walters says personnel from Fort Snelling are going to oversee the National Cemetery, and she says they're going to give the communities an update to report when things are happening. The meetings will be held at the County Government Services Building in Merrill at 10 a.m., at the VFW Post in Eagle River at 2 p.m., and at the Rhinelander Masonic Lodge on Davenport Street at 6 p.m. The Rhinelander Masons will be hosting a veteran social with pulled pork dinner beginning at 4 p.m. prior to the meeting. All veterans and their families are welcome to come. The meeting room at the Rhinelander Masonic Lodge is located downstairs, and there's no elevator. They will have people who can assist veterans. Again, that's Wednesday, April 23rd. Another honor for a Lakeland area educator, State Superintendent of Public Instruction Tony Evers, along with the Wisconsin School Administrator's Executive Director Jim Lynch, announced Justin Seuss was named as Assistant Principal of the Year. In announcing the 2018 award, Evers said Seuss was tapped to help turn around Lakeland Union High School's discipline referrals, physical altercations, truancy, absenteeism, and graduation rate. Seuss also won the 2017 award. Last month, he was named as full-time principal at Lakeland Union High School. And communities across the nation are concerned about a question the Trump administration is returning to the U.S. Census form. Public News Service Eric Galatas reports.
17 states, 7 major U.S. cities, and the U.S. Conference of Mayors filed a lawsuit this week in an effort to remove a controversial question, are you a U.S. citizen, from the 2020 census. The suit against the U.S. Department of Commerce and Census Bureau argues that the question will make it impossible to fulfill the Constitution's mandate that all people, regardless of citizenship status, be counted. John Yang with Asian Americans Advancing Justice says getting the count right is important because the data is used to carve out congressional seats and allocate more than $800 billion federal dollars for hospitals, schools, and other services.
So the census really is a cornerstone of so many different facets of our civic life that to get an accurate count is critical to understanding who we are as an American people.
The Trump administration claims the citizenship question is necessary in order to enforce the Voting Rights Act. Yang says the question has not been on the census since 1950 and notes that 2 years ago, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the census process was sound as is. Yang notes that more than 90% of the Asian American community in the U.S. are immigrants or children of immigrants and says questions about immigration status typically prompt suspicion and fear. Still, he says he hopes all communities will participate in the once-in-a-decade survey mandated by law. This is Eric Galatas reporting.
Tonight, mostly cloudy, low around 8. Saturday, partly sunny, high 26. For Sunday, increasing clouds, high near 32. Chance of snow showers Sunday night. And Monday, rain or snow showers, cloudy, high 36. And then by Tuesday, 38 and 43 by Wednesday. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for 6 hours of the Blues. Blues Friday here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.